Casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful out there. See, I got, who do I have? Sayre and Burns Flat Deal City FFA chapters in today. It's the last day of celebrating National FFA Week. And I've had some really good kids in this week, so I'm really happy about that. So let's check out some temperatures. 65 at Boise City, 74 at Buffalo, 77 at Sealing, 76 at Camargo, home of my cousin Eddie, 73 at Eric, 72 at Hollis. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, I'm sure it's more of the same. Yep. Pretty warm down there. Wichita Falls, it's already 80 degrees down there. Odell, 75. Wellington, 74. McLean, you're 69. And Lipscomb, 74 degrees. Okay, let's see here. If you haven't heard yet, it's a good day. Emergency Drought Committee approves assistant programs with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. The Emergency Drought Committee met on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, and voted to approve a new program aimed to provide emergency drought assistance to Oklahoma producers. The application period opens up March 9th and runs through June 30th of 2026. The application will be available at local conservation districts and the Oklahoma Conservation Commission webpage beginning March 9th. March 9th, that's what, 10 days away. Don't be blowing up their doors today. It ain't going to happen. Oklahoma State climatologist Gary McManus attended Tuesday's meeting and provided a drought forecast. Gary reported the majority of the state is under a heightened drought conditions, with most areas in a D1, which is a moderate drought, as reported by the National Drought Monitor. Eligible producers may apply for the following practices: pasture tap, watering facility, pumping plant, pipeline, pond cleanout, and water well. Applications, as always, on these deals with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission is a first come, first serve, and full program guidelines will be available as soon on the commission's website, which is conservation.oklahoma.gov/emergency-drought-assistance-program. So more, I'll remind you guys again towards the end of next week. So like I said, you cannot sign up till the 9th. So just hold on to your reins there, cowboy, and I'll remind you next week. Well, speaking of the drought monitor was it put out yesterday? Didn't have time with the kids. I got a little bit of extra time here this morning for just a few minutes. But finally, the Oklahoma Panhandle and Northern Texas Panhandle, you guys are in a D1 drought here in where I'm at. Most of southwestern Oklahoma is under a D2 or D3. We're under a D3. Even though I'm kind of surprised that, you know, we got that rain there. Well, we came for last, but it was just a strip. It wasn't a very big strip of rain, so it's kept everything going. So, yeah, and like I said, Texas Panhandle, you guys are all mainly under a D1, along with the Oklahoma Panhandle. And northwestern Oklahoma, you still got a little bit of D0 going on up there. And then the rest of Oklahoma is a D2, D3, and a little bit of D1 going on. So, compared to the week before, it changed quite a bit. So there you go. There's where you have it. Okay, let's check out a few things that happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Oh, I did an interview this morning with the OSU ag communication student. It was pretty fun. Emma Hickey came in this morning, and we sat down stairs in this quiet room, and we talked about the before the deering and not yet after start of the show today in ag. So if I get that, I'll share that with you. Wheat futures rose as drought spreads in the southern plains on technical buying overnight. The area of Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of winter wheat, suffering from drought, almost doubled in the last week. According to the data from the U.S. Drought Monitor, about 8.35% of the state. About 83.5% of the state is now facing drought conditions. They got the period in the wrong place, up from 42% a week earlier. That's also higher than the 63% drought they were seeing about 3 months earlier. About 91% of the about 91% of Oklahoma is now suffering from drought. Is that what you wanted me not to say? No, from drought. Up from 74% a week earlier and only 33% 3 months ago, according to the monitor. Also boosting prices overnight with some technical buying as investors who were short the market or bet on lower prices bought back contracts and closed their positions. Wheat futures for May delivery jumped 9.5 cents to 584 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City jumped up 10.75 cents to 573 a bushel. Corn futures were up 2.25 to 445.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery came up 4.25 to 1167.75 cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added 50 cents to 321.40 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.32 cents to 62.08 a pound. So extremely dry weather is continuing north of us, guys. It's pretty dry around here, but red flag warnings are out for a lot of folks in Nebraska, a little bit of South Dakota, and some of Kansas, and a little bit over in Wyoming. So no red flag warnings out here, but I'd still make it be careful around here what's going on. Let's see here, one more thing before we go to break, if I can find it. Ag Secretary Rollins tells farmers this is just the beginning of a technology overhaul of the agency following years of promises and billions spent on projects with little return, which is a good deal. Last year when I had Jimmy Emmons on from Leedy, who is now on the assistant secretary of NRCS, they were talking about that's what they needed to do. They're so far behind on all these technology things. You know, they wanted to get it where somebody, like, I'm going to give you an example, NRCS come out to talk with you about doing maybe a waterway or some terraces or something, that they'd have the technology with them to get it done right there at the meeting and sign off on it and get things going. Right now it takes so long to sign up for something, get this surveyed or blah blah blah. You guys know what I'm talking about, and it's nothing against the NRCS people work in the office. You know, they're working on a skeleton crew anyway, and but it's about the technology. It's a lot of red tape, and that was one of the things Mr. Emmons said. He wanted to get rid of a lot of the red tape. So according to Ag Secretary Rollins, she was speaking to a crowd of 12,000 people in her home state of Texas. Farmers are facing high input costs, trade uncertainty, and surging grain production. Between 2020 and last year, when I spoke with at this incredible event, fuel costs had increased 33%, seed cost was up 19%, fertilizer prices up 48%, labor up 44%, interest up 71%, And she didn't even mention nothing about equipment. We all know what was going on there. So it looks like the USDA did roll out an $11 billion rescue program called the Farmer Bridge Assistant Program as a way to help tide farmers over until a safety net price adjustments kick in later this year, actually this fall. So we still don't have a farm bill, a new one. Imagine that. And I really don't see us getting one. I don't care what you hear on the news or whatever, but the way each side of the aisle is acting right now, I don't see it happening. Their hate for the president is so bad that nothing's going to, I don't think anything's going to get done. It's not about hate for us or wanting to get it done. It's just a hate for that president. No, and that's all I'm going to say because you guys know I don't like politics. All right. Today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
The filter you choose to protect your engine makes a huge difference. March 2nd through the 14th, Western Oklahoma Auto and Truck Parts is offering up to 40% off Napa Gold filters, built to meet the standards of professional mechanics. Napa Gold filters are designed to trap more contaminants, maintain proper flow, and help engines last longer. Whether you drive one vehicle or you run a fleet, their team can help you find the right filters or build a plan for your equipment. Visit Napa of Elk City, Weatherford, or Hinton. The filter sale is March 2nd through the 14th. Professional-grade protection at serious savings.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March 7th at 12:30. Selling 100 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 heavy bred commercial heifers. DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. Over 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 7th at 12:30, 1 mile east and a quarter mile south of the Burns Flat Gym. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 13th. 1,683 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 428 brought 570. 15 at 463 brought 552.50. 10 at 513 brought 495. 6 at 551 brought 460. 3 at 613 brought 420. 22 at 653 brought 425.50. 4 at 995 brought 320. 20 head of heifers at 417. Brought 510, 6 at 497 brought 470, 12 at 513 brought 400, 7 at 606 brought 390, 14 at 680 brought 350, 4 at 704 brought 355, 8 at 718 brought 347.50. Butcher cows were 88 to 173, butcher bulls 153 to 204, bred cows 1500 to 4750, pairs 2300 to 4950. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consigned, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. McLean, Texas, 70 degrees, humidity's 34, dew point's 40. The winds are out of the south at a whopping 21 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 27 right now. Peak wind gust 32 today. 8-inch soil temperature 57 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is the SARE FFA chapter. Happy National FFA Week, everybody. Don't anybody say nothing.
I'll try not to.
Okay. So, hey, Karch. Yo, Mr. Carlson.
Yes.
Hey, you're live on the air, so don't sneeze or nothing, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, let's start with you. Introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in and what position you hold in the chapter.
All righty. I'm Leighton Swaim. I'm president at the SARE FFA chapter, and I am a senior this year, so I'm on my final stretch.
Oh, cool. All right, get that. Put that. Why don't you pull Scoot over and share that mic with him?
Okay.
And then she can have that mic to herself. There you go.
So I'm Jaylee Gloria. I'm y'all's sentinel, and I am a sophomore this year.
All right. What's your name, young lady?
My name's Carson White, and I'm our chapter secretary.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm a junior.
We had one forget what it was yesterday, so don't worry about it. How about you, young? You've been in here before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My name's Ireland Porche. I'm a senior, and I'm the SARE FFA vice president.
All right. Mr. Carlson, what are you?
My name is Karch Carlson, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm a junior.
All right. Thank you. Let's start with you, Mr. Carlson. You're a junior. So you're what, 4 years into this?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What's been one of your favorite things to do in FFA since you started?
I like judging and showing a lot. And then last fall, I went to National Convention. I think that was my favorite thing that we've done.
So you guys went, what, last year or year before?
Last fall.
Last fall. It was last year then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. How fun was that?
It was lots of fun.
So you guys do any little side trips while you were there or on your way?
When we were there, we went to like a haunted...
The second time I've heard the haunted deal.
Yeah, and there was like several different houses. Miss H thought it was very fun.
Oh, yeah, there was a little young lady in here, a sophomore from Arapahoe Butler in here yesterday. She's still traumatized by it. The little Rouse girl, she's like traumatized. But then I was talking to one of the chapters yesterday. They went to Churchill Downs. They said that was pretty fun. So did you guys stop at the Golden Arch or just look at it on the way by?
Yes, we did. We went up it.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Carson, I know you're Carson. Karch, I know you've got one more year to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what all animals have you showed so far in your 4-H FFA career?
I showed pigs, and now I'm just showing sheep.
Showing sheep? How are you doing with those?
They're doing pretty good. I like them better than I did the pigs.
Why?
I don't know. I showed pigs for a long time, and I kind of got a little burnout of them. But I like sheep a lot more.
Yeah. Is your sister still showing pigs?
No.
She went to sheep, too, or is she even showing?
No, she's not showing.
No, she's leaving that all up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Does she help you with your chores?
No.
You should be nicer to her.
I am.
I know. You guys get along pretty good. All right, I'm going to move on to the next one, but you can listen in if you want to, okay?
Okay.
All right, El Presidente. You're the only senior here, aren't you?
No, Ireland.
You are. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine.
5 years. Long time, huh?
Very.
What's the funnest thing you've done so far?
I'm going to have to say state convention. Every year. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's just so fun being able to go up to Tulsa and spend all the time up there and go on to see the sessions take place and everything else involved with FFA up there.
Right. So you got any, are you, okay, look, I'll get to my next question before I go back to this question. What's your plans?
I think I'm just going to continue to raise livestock and sell them. Okay, I've been doing it since I was 9 years old, and I have experience, and I can just continue doing that and take what I know and use that.
Well, if you want to, you nothing holding you back but fear and common sense.
Precisely.
There you go. So let's talk about a thing that's probably you're going to use the rest of your life that you've learned in FFA.
It's going to have to be teamwork and just getting along with someone that you may not particularly like or can stand. It's just something that you're going to have to learn you're going to have to cooperate with them just to make it through life, even if it's hard and you don't really want to do it, because sometimes you'll run into that one person that you just don't want to work with, but you're going to have to in order to make it through and make it beneficial to the both of you.
Yeah, and make it beneficial to your chapter, because you guys are a team, right?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I seen a question on here earlier that I was looking at. You just might have rang that bell. Let's see here. Here we go. So you're graduating this year. You should know this. What is one ag skill most people your age don't know how to do?
It's going to have to be a second to think on.
Yeah, well, I'll let you give it.
Oh, there's so much in ag nowadays that, you know, you can go into a million different categories and learn.
Let me help you out. So you're president of your chapter, and you was an officer last year, wasn't you?
Yes.
So you got some green hands coming in. What's one thing you shocked you that they didn't know how to do? Well,
it's going to have to be just a lot of the shop work.
Right.
I mean, they're getting into that age, no matter what grade they are coming into ag, that they've most likely already been around that, or they haven't been. And then knowing where we grow up and Sayre, not knowing how to do everything, or not everything, I should say, but most things in the shop, basic stuff, just kind of shocked me a little.
Yeah, I got you. Because, you know, like a lot of times, probably you, I know me growing up, you want something fixed, you better learn how to fix it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go slide that microphone over to him. Good luck with your life after 12th grade. How's that? All right. You're ready. You're ready to chomp at the bit, aren't you? You're a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
And we know you show hogs. Are you going to show anything else? You think about changing your mind yet? Ooh. Like car cheer?
So my senior year, I really want to get into showing sheep just because I think it would be a good experience along with swine.
I got you. Take them both on.
Right.
Right. Can you haul them in the same trailer? I'm just kidding.
I guess you could if you wanted to.
You had the right panel between you. So I have here is a note. What's your favorite FFA memory so far?
Going to National Convention.
Was that fun?
Yes, definitely.
Is that the first time you ever left Sayre?
Yeah. So we went to the haunted houses, and Miss H, our ag teacher, doesn't like them at all. So we told the actors her name, so they would chase her around yelling her name. And by the end,
that's just cruel. That ain't right.
By the end of the night, she ended up locking herself in a porta potty for 5 minutes.
That's funny. So I'm with you on the haunted house things, but you know, I'm not scared of Bigfoot because I hunt for Bigfoot on the North Fork. But haunted houses, me don't get along very good. I don't like surprises. So, that would be a good memory, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Probably for you too. How did you guys find her in the Johnny on Spot?
Goodness.
You go around banging on everything looking for her?
Well, we watched her run in there, and I'm not going to say who, but a couple of our members ran over there and was knocking on the porta potty.
Oh, I bet they was. Yeah. Guy could have gotten in trouble with that, couldn't they? Like, yeah, I'll push your deal. So you're in your, what, third year?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't see you being shy.
No.
So the FFA hasn't taught you to come out of your eggshell. What have you learned so far in 3 years?
Definitely being patient. Definitely.
Yeah, I can see that with you.
Having patience is definitely key. You go through a lot of things that you're like, oh, I don't want to be here, or how much longer is this going to take? But just getting to that point and being like, oh, this is fun, I want to stay in this longer.
Right.
Right.
Good. Good answer. That was a great answer. All right. Pull that mic over there to you, close to your mouth there, young lady. And I see you are a junior?
Yes.
Oh, man, I remember. You're a senior, right? Okay. I got this. I got this. Promise you. So you're a junior. You're in your fourth year. And what all projects have you done in your 4 years at FFA?
Well, I show and raise goats, so I do that mostly. But I livestock judge, and last year I picked up land judging. And this year, our chapter is trying to start milk judging. So,
Pretty. This is the growing trend, I guess.
Yes.
So I heard one of the FFA girls here last week. She said, I did that last year, and she said, I just finally had. I'm tired of drinking or tasting sour milk. But I think it's worth a try.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun experience for sure.
So you did livestock judging and land judging. Which did you like better?
I think land judging is more to the point, and like if you know what you're doing with the soil, you can do really well at it.
Did you learn anything?
I've learned a lot about like consistency and the like. If it doesn't till upright, it's not good soil and stuff like that.
I gotcha. Well, that's good. You need to know that.
I've also learned to bring a raincoat. I've gotten down in the puddles.
How about mud boots?
Yeah, I got those too.
We got those too. So if it's raining out there on this field, you need boots. So
yes, definitely. Still,
what's been your favorite thing to do so far in FFA?
Probably I'm not really a big person to come out of my shell, but going to camps that involve FFA and just coming out of my shell and making those connections with new friends and finding friends all over the state is probably one of my biggest things.
So what's your response like his if you got somebody in there that you don't get along with, and we'll just leave it at a friendly don't get along. Has any of that happened with you where you work with people you didn't think would happen, but it has?
Yeah, honestly, I've not, like, went into things, like, not liking a person and then came out, like, totally being best friends with them, and it just flips. Like, you just have to be patient, like Jaylee was saying, and just wait for that change. And if you put an effort into it, usually they do too, and goes better.
That was awesome. You both had really good responses to that. Because it does go on, because you're going to face it in your lifetime too.
Yes.
Like, you're going to stay out on the ranch raising animals. You're going to find that neighbor, this bull, won't stay out of your pasture. You're going to get really mad, and you're going to do some threats. But chill out. Just see what happens. Now, if you got a resort, the best thing is just load his bull up, take it to Selborne, put the check in his name. That keeps it calm on your part. Let's get to you, young lady. Are you ready? Pull that mic over there to you real close. You're a senior.
Yes, sir.
And what all projects have you done in the last 5 years?
I did livestock judging, and then I've also shown swine and sheep.
All right. What was your favorite to show?
Pigs, for sure.
How come?
I'm just more competitive with pigs. Sheep kind of just feel more as a pet to me.
Right. And do they stink? Sheep stink?
Pigs definitely stink more.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. They're so, so you're senior. What's your plans?
I'm going to Western and Altus for 2 years for their pre-veterinarian program, and then hopefully transferring out to Texas A&M for their vet program.
Oh, cool. Why you want to be a vet?
I just have so much passion for animals and just want to make that my whole career.
All right. So are you going to do little and big animals?
I would like to do large animals just to be out on the farms every day and just help them.
All right, cool. Yeah, we need you. We need large animal vets. We really do. And she's probably pretty smart, isn't she? Yeah. So you're pretty smart. Are you gonna get any scholarship help to go to vet school?
I'm gonna definitely have to, because vet school is very pricey nowadays. I've been applying for the FFA ones, and then I have this app that helps you apply for them as well.
So I seen something on some of my ag media yesterday that they're cutting loose $4 or $5 million to help with get vets, the big animal vets. So you need to check in. It's in the USDA. If you Google USDA vet millions help, check it out. There might be something in there for you. I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. That will definitely help.
Did you get through school on $4 million?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Might get you a new four-door truck, too. Well, that's cool. What's your favorite animal? I mean, besides show animals, have you worked on any horses or helped with horses or cattle?
Not really. Pigs, cows, right. Sheep.
You're not afraid of pigs. Mm-mm. Not afraid of cows.
Nope.
So,
no,
cool.
Sir.
That's a good deal. Guy, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to pick one on here. You ready? You see here. I'm going to take it easy on you. If someone joined FFA tomorrow, what would you tell them?
Take every opportunity you can. Don't be afraid. Even if you don't really want to do it, go.
Go.
Take that opportunity.
Get her done.
Yes. You meet so many more people. When you know people, they help you out so much. Our community is our biggest help, and they'll get you through it, and it'll be so much fun in the end.
Wow. Probably one of the best answers I've ever heard. That was great.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm glad I recorded that so I can remember. So, Mr. Carlson, you still there?
Yes.
What do you think about your buddies and all their comments?
They did good?
You did good too. And I want to thank the SARE FFA chapter for coming in today. And good luck at Hawaii coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We'll see you later, bud.
I don't think he's going to tell you bye.
maybe not. All right. Yeah, he hung up, so he was listening. All right. SARE FFA, thanks a lot. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Self-reliance is one of the most valuable lessons any young person can learn. And the FFA helps our young people to learn self-reliance, to become better farmers, better businessmen, and better neighbors. Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
David Jones with Ag Defense Risk Management in Elgin, Oklahoma, knows that the future of his business starts in the Future Farmers of America classroom, with students who are learning to work hard and become the future generation of farmers all across America.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivot. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and social security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's head up to, let's go to the May Ranch. I haven't been up the May Ranch here in quite a while. And there we go. 73 degrees, dew point's 31, humidity's 21. Winds are out of the southwest at 15 with wind gusts up to 20 right now. Let's see here. 51 is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperatures. Sunset at 627. Mostly sunny and 78 today. 44 and clear tonight and 78 and sunny with light winds out of the north for Saturday. Pretty nice weather there. All right, let's go do the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Kansas City wheat, March 571 up 20. Wow. May 581 up 19 and a half. Wheat out of Chicago, March is 593 up 21 and a half. May is up 20 at 594. Corn, March 439 up 6.5. May's 449 up 5.75. Soybeans for March, 1158 up 11. May is 1172 up 9.25. Soybean oil, March 6148 up 19. And soybean meal, March 31760 unchanged is what it's saying here. And May is 32170 up 8. Oats for March, 324, up 16.5. Let's check out. When I looked earlier, the livestock didn't look too good. Well, the $8 stuff's gone away. So February lives, 244 even, down 2. April, 232.72, down 417. June, 229.65, down 375. Feeders, not so good. March, 355.52, down 612. April is 351.47, down 727. May is 347.55, down 775. Lean hogs, April 95.95, up 22. May is 127, down 7 cents. Well, I got it up. Let's check it out here. Oil for April, 66.88 a barrel, up 167. And natural gas is 285 for April, up 0.03. There you have it. That's all I got on that deal. I haven't had a chance. I'm going to now. Maybe a day late. You probably already seen the report, but I want to go ahead and look at the Beaver County Stockyards report that I wanted to do yesterday and Wednesday, but we had some good kids on here from the FFA chapters. Let's see here. Really? Huh. Try it now. Do you hear it, Roy? Do you hear that echo in there now? I don't know what that is. Bred heifers looks like they was 63 head. Average weight was 899. Average per head 2822. And looks like top seller was around 2900. Cattle, bulls, 21 head of those. Average weight 1428. Average price 217.44. A little over $3,100 per head. Top seller was not a Charolais. It was a black bull. It brought $4,500 and it weighed 2240 and was 201 per hundred weight. Let's see here. Bull calves. 40 head of bull calf. Average weight 650. Average price 364.14. 2366.92 was the average, 2,800 basically for the top seller in the bull calves. Cows, looks like quite a few of those, 142 of them. Average weight, 1156. Average price, 217.41. $2,512 for the cows. Heifer calves, there was 257 of those. Average weight, 435. Average price, $461.87. $2,009.04 per calf. So let me scroll back down here to the top or somewhere in here. There was a 12 black heifer calves weighing 479, brought 450. So that was what, 2156 per head. So pretty good there. All right, yearlings. There was quite a few of those. 2,695 of those. Average weight, 747. Average price, 358.36 per hundred weight. $2,675 per head. Let's go through here some random weights. 66 of them weighing 562, brought 422, 2371 per head. And then there was some 642s, 55 mixed heifers. 642 weighed 642, but they brought 385. And that was just around 2,500 a head. Not too bad. Not too shabby. Pairs, they had five pairs. They brought 3,500 a piece. Looks like one black pair brought 4,100. Steer yearlings. Oh, the report's crooked here. See if I can read it. Where's the steer calves is what I want. Bear with me. There they are. Yeah, there we go. There's 160 head of steer calves weighing 448, 536.59 per hundred weight, $2,402 per steer. There was 12 of them mixed, 449, 575. Per hundred weight, there was 2582. There was 25 mixed steers weighing 492, brought 542, brought 2668. And then there was 13 black steer calves weighing 572, brought 466 per hundred weight, $2,663 a head. Now we can get to the yearlings. Quite a few of those. Holy moly, yes, they was. 4,675 head. Average weight, 833. Average price, 360. 61, a little over $2.55 over the $3,000 average mark. Get some of that. Black steer, 76 of them weighing 534, brought 540, 2881 per head. And then we had 69 mixed steer yearlings weighing 644, brought 422, a little over $2,700 a head. Then we had 105 black steers weighing 744, brought 398.50, almost 3,000 a head, 2965.98 per head. Then we had some eight weights, black steers, 104 of them, brought 373.50, $5 over $3,000 a head. And then here's the biggest number I see here. As far as number of quantity, 204 black steer yearlings weighing 815, brought 368. They were $1.70 shy, averaging $3,000 per head. Nice. And then we got some up here. Let's see what these nine weights were bringing. 106 black steer yearlings weighing 980, brought 322 per hundred weight, $3,154.99 per head. Nice job. Here's some 3,300 ones. They were up in the 1,000 pound. There was 79 red steer yearlings weighing 1,044, brought 314.75, averaged 3,286.95 per head. Okay, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every high school student has potential to do great things. The FFA has been challenging our young people to reach their full potential for leadership and success in academics, career training, and in everyday life.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Bugs RV and Boat Storage, located at 200 East 20th Street here in Elk City, was built by hard work ethics formed by FFA teachers and are proud supporters of Future Farmers of America.
With spring right around the corner, now is the time to start thinking about your lawn care needs. Here at 5A Repair, we have what you're looking for, from handhelds and mowers in the Red Max brand to our new line of Skag mowers. No matter the brand, all mowers come with great warranties, and all warranty work is done here in-house. Come by and take a look at all the amazing products we have to offer. Or come catch us at the Southwest Farm Home Expo on April 11th and 12th. Here at 5A Repair, you will always get quality you can trust. Also remember us when your vehicle needs serviced or repaired. Our factory-trained mechanics will be happy to tell you what the problem is and then be happy to fix it. 5A Repair, 915 North Van Buren in Elk City, or see our ad in this week's Penny News.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Self-reliance is one of the most valuable lessons any young person can learn. And the FFA helps our young people to learn self-reliance, to become better farmers, better businessmen, and better neighbors. Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
David Jones with Ag Defense Risk Management in Elgin, Oklahoma, knows that the future of his business starts in the Future Farmers of America classroom, with students who are learning to work hard and become the future generation of farmers all across America.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I have the Burns Flat FFA chapter in here with us. Young man, grab that mic right there, and let me turn your mics up first. Tell everybody who you are and what position you hold in your chapter.
Name's Tanner Eakey, and I'm the chapter president.
All right, what class are you in? Senior?
I'm a senior this year.
All right, how about you, young man?
My name's Caleb Grubbs, and I'm the vice president of our chapter.
Okay.
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? All right.
My name's Braden Webb, and I am the secretary, and I'm a junior.
Okay. You got to hang on to it.
Name's Grayson Kennedy, and I'm the sentinel of the
Burnside. Get a little closer there and yell at it, please, would you?
Grayson Kennedy, and yeah. I'm the sentinel of the Burnside FFA chapter, and I'm a junior.
All right, young lady.
My name is Ryan Garcia. I'm the reporter, and I'm a sophomore.
All right.
My name is Braylee Gray, and I'm treasurer, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, let's talk back to you. You're done.
I am. This last year.
What's the funnest thing you've done so far in FFA?
I don't know.
It's all fun?
Been quite a few moments that are pretty good.
What have you learned in, 5 years?
Yeah.
Been in five years? What have you learned in 5 years that's going to stick with you the rest of your life, you think?
Probably public speaking. I mean, as an eighth grader, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be terrified. Like, I'd be beet red, sweating.
Yeah.
Just trying to get out of this
room.
Got
the Dracula cross out on them so you guys stay away from me.
Yeah, but I'm good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just doing fine there.
Yeah.
What's your plans?
Go to Garden City, Kansas for their John Deere program.
Oh,
and
cool.
Come back and work for Western Equipment.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I haven't had that this year. Last year I had a couple, but this year the first for this year. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
work on that green stuff. So pull that mic over there to you. You're a junior?
Yes, sir.
What projects you do during FFA?
Animals.
Animals, what kind?
Pigs.
Pigs. And what's one of your favorite moments so far, 4 years into this?
Yeah, just seeing all the places you can go to, meet all the people you can meet.
Right. Meet a lot of people, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, all right, grab that mic there, young man. Put it close up to your mouth for me. Please yell at me. I don't care. There we go. There we go. That. So you're a junior?
Yes, sir.
What's so you're 4 years into this. What all projects you got? Get a little closer for me.
Mostly I do showing, do livestock.
What kind?
I've got pigs on feed right now. I've done sheep. I've helped with goats. I've showed some cattle for some people here recently, so, yeah.
You like that?
I do.
So, you do any speech or livestock judging or any of that?
My eighth grade year and my freshman year, I did speech.
Were you any good?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I didn't stick with it long enough. It wasn't for me.
What's a question for you? If someone was to join the FFA tomorrow, and they come up and ask you, what would you tell
them? I'd tell them to do it, for sure. I've met a lot of good people out of it.
Right.
You know, I'm always in the barn around all the kids. So, you know, it changes your life, really.
And you probably get along with people you used to not get along with probably too, exactly. Don't you? Because you got the, ain't no way around that.
Nope.
No. All right, young man, grab that mic and get it really close to your mouth. You're a junior?
Yes.
All right. So you're 4 years into this. What kind of projects do you do?
Livestock and welding.
Welding? What's your favorite?
Livestock.
Why? Welding's pretty fun to me.
It's pretty fun except getting burnt.
Oh. Well, you're not supposed to weld in t-shirts.
No, I don't.
No. So, welding kind of ended my career. I burnt my eyes real bad on a oil well blowout. Didn't know they was burnt, and it kind of ended my full-time career, even though I was very safe about it. But I love welding, so... But what's your plans? I know you're just a junior, but are you thinking about anything?
Yeah, I'm going through an OSU OKC fire program right now.
Oh.
And then after I get done with that, I plan on joining the fire industry.
Oh, cool. Good luck with that. We need you.
Yeah.
Are you going to gonna be one of those, what they call those jumpers that go jump into the fire?
No, probably not.
Probably not. No. What do they call those?
Smoke jumpers?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. You should know. All right, pass that mic on over there. Get up there close to that mic, young lady. We got a couple minutes left here, and you're a sophomore?
Yes.
What do you do?
I do speeches.
Are you good at it? Come on, be positive.
Sure.
Sure? Well, that was a good answer. Why speeches?
I think that speaking and public speaking would help me later in career, so I would say... I want to develop those skills now.
All right. Were you shy before you got an FFA?
No.
No, she's not shy? No, according to your buddy right there, that ain't going on. So you're sophomore. You got what? 2 more years after this year?
Yes.
What's a funny moment so far in FFA? What's one funny thing?
I'd probably say at National Convention, whenever we went to the golf course or the little putt-putt, and they absolutely smoked the ball, and it was never found ever again.
I got you. Well, that sounds fun. All right, we got a minute left for you, young lady. So you're a sophomore. What projects do you do?
I'm mainly public speaking.
You're what?
And then I'm mainly public speaking, but I also do judging teams.
Okay. On the judging, you talking livestock, soil?
No, I do milk.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
How long have you done that? Is this your first year?
No, I did it my eighth grade year and my freshman year. I haven't went to one yet this year.
What's your favorite flavor of soured milk?
None of them. None of
them. So have you learned in the milk deal where strawberry milk, chocolate milk comes from?
No, I have not.
So, yeah, everybody thinks they come from Jersey cows and stuff like that, but that's not in Hereford cows. That don't work like that.
Yeah, I've never heard about it.
Yeah, you haven't heard about it. We got about 30 seconds left here. If somebody was come up to you today and say, hey, I want to join the FFA next year, should I? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's like, it's a really good learning experience, especially for the future, and getting to branch out and meet new people is really fun as well. Like, I was also, like Tanner, terrified of speaking, like, in my eighth grade year. It's been a while to be able to, like, do public speaking, and now I enjoy it a lot. And the contest is really fun meeting new people.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Really good for branching out.
There you go. See, there's two problems solved with this group right here, just because of FFA, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Burns Flat FFA. Or Burns Flat Deal City. I keep forgetting to say that. Burns Flat Deal City, thanks you guys for coming in, and happy National FFA Week, and good luck.
Thank you.
You going to come back to work here at Clinton?
Yes, at the Clinton / Repo store.
I'll see you over there.
All right.
All right. We'll see you guys Monday. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust. Oh, Elk City had turned the wrong button up. And Sayer. See you Monday.
Four wheeling in the mud. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Today marks the first time in history Congress has compelled a former president to testify under subpoena. Former President Bill Clinton sitting for a closed-door deposition on Jeffrey Epstein.
Republicans don't think that Bill Clinton necessarily did anything wrong. This is all born out of a House effort last summer to compel the release of the Epstein files. Now, the committee subpoenaed various luminaries, including the Clintons, Bill today, but Hillary yesterday.
Fox's Chad Pergram, the day after another round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks.
The U.S. Embassy in Israel now says that all non-essential staff, as well as their families, should leave the country if they are able to, if they want to, and it should happen today, as tension between Washington and Tehran is now ratcheting up by the day.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner at the State Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Years in a row. That's how long you said F-Series is your favorite pickup. 49 years in a row. That's how long you bought more F-Series pickups than any other on the market. For the look, for the performance, for the durability. We're celebrating Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford with the lowest interest rates and the largest rebate of the year on all F-Series pickups. We're pulling out all stops, marching towards half a century of dominance. Barber Dyson Ford, Oak City, online at barberdysonford.com.
Kelly Roll,
Morgan Wallen,
Lainey Wilson, the new faces of country play right here.
96.5 KECO.
This time I said it and I meant it. Boots ain't tapping those brakes. And I stop for gas, but that's the only thing it'll get me off this interstate. And I'll run it clear to California if that's what I gotta do to get me straight to getting over what I'm overrunning to. Girl, just as long as you don't make me turn this truck around, don't make me make this Chevy burn back to your house. So nowhere's where it gets me. I'm keeping this pedal foot heavy, and I'm finally getting somewhere now. Girl, long as your memory, don't make me turn this truck around. No love song remind me how loving you feels. 'Cause I'll be right back to all wrong if it gets me spinning this wheel. And I will. Don't make me turn this truck around. Don't make me make this Chevy burn back to your house. So nowhere's where it gets me. I'm keeping this pedal foot heavy, and I'm finally getting somewhere now. Girl, long as your memory. Don't make me turn this truck around. Don't make me turn this truck around. Don't say
missing, no, hey, we need to talk. Don't say I'm kinda missing you. Don't want no memory lane wall. Just stay right there in my review. And if you get to thinking about me, don't even think about it, baby. Don't make me turn this truck around.